Good morning. On Sunday the 29th of January 2023, the readings for today are from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 18 to 31 and the Gospel according to St Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 to 12. And I want today to look on the whole on 1 Corinthians chapter 1, but before I get there, I just want to mention that Matthew chapter 5 is talking about the Beatitudes. And yes, the reading starts in verse 1 and goes through to verse 12, but the Beatitudes start at verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And this is why I want to mention this, because the end of verse 3 says, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And when you read down to verse 10, it says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And the Beatitudes are the be attitudes. They're not the do attitudes. It's not about doing, but it's about being. It's about who you are. It's about who you are in the essence of your person. And who you are is in relationship to God, to Jesus, to the Father, to the Holy Spirit. And that when you have a personal relationship with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And sometimes I say it like that because sometimes we think of ourselves as being in relationship with Jesus. And sometimes we think of ourselves as coming to the Father. Because Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And obviously, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is only one God, but three different persons that he presents himself as being to us. But when you're in a relationship with God, it changes the way you are. It changes your being. And I was reading somebody else's devotion the other day, and it was talking about love. That when you love whoever or whatever you love, you become like. So that whenever you love God, you become like him. Because you spend time with him. And so it's a relationship. And so what it says here in Matthew chapter 5 is that theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When you be with God and love God, you will become like God. It's your being. It's not something you do. It's who you are. So I just want to use that as an introduction. But I want to talk about 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through to 31. And verse 18 is the verse that we ended with last week, but it's the first verse this week. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And I mentioned about that word for, that you have to go back and look what it's there for. But I'm not going to do that now. And let me read the two verses, verses 18 and 19. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. And in a sense, God is linking verse 18 to verse 19. And so, yes, there's this for, there's this connection. So if you want to listen to that, go back and listen to last week's sermon. And you'll hear me explain what this is about. But the passage says, it begins, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And then it goes on and says this, for it is written. In other words, you can find this in the Bible. It is written. You can find it in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 29 and verse 14. I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. You see, people think that they're wise in the way that they do things, but God's going to destroy that wisdom because it's not based in him. And bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. In other words, those who work at and learn and study. No, it's going to bring that to nothing as well. So let me continue on. Verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Where are those people that come against things? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. All right. It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. What's the foolishness of the message preached? Verse 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness. It's the message of the cross. We preach Christ crucified, and we're going to hear that later on in this passage, or we've heard it already read. The message of the cross is the power of God to those of us who are being saved. So, verse 21, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God. It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Now there's a lot in that, and yet it's so simple. We preach Christ crucified. But this was foolishness to the Jews. Why? This was a stumbling block to the Jews because they were waiting for a Messiah. But the Messiah came to die, to pay for the sin of the whole world, because he came to die as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And how can that be from a Jewish perspective? How can Messiah, God incarnate, God with us, be a sacrifice? And yet we know that we are to be living sacrifices, as Paul talks about in Romans chapter 12. So a stumbling block to the Jews and to the Greeks' foolishness. Now the Greeks were known for their wisdom and talking and thinking over things and sharing, that they would have met in the amphitheatre and they would have talked and argued and reasoned and discussed with one another, so that they would have learned collectively from everybody. But it was earthly wisdom, and the earthly wisdom could not handle the message of the cross, because we preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because God's ways are not our ways. God uses something that man had to turn man's wisdom into foolishness. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Yes, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Yes, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel with us. Yes, God incarnate, but a living sacrifice. The Lamb of God. God came to put everything right between man and God. But the only way that he could do that was by becoming a sacrifice for us. And the wonderful truth of the gospel is that God has done it all for us, so that we don't have to do anything. Which is why, in a sense, it's appropriate that I touched on Matthew 5, which is the Beatitudes. Because we have to be. We don't have to do in order to be saved. We don't even have to do in order to be accepted as being good enough. We are made good enough through Jesus and him crucified. He did it all. He did it all. He did it all. Read back into verse 21. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached, i.e. Christ crucified, to save those who believe. And so the question is, do you believe? Because that's all you're required to do, is to believe. Believe what? Believe in Jesus. Believe that God has done it all. believe that the wisdom of God and the power of God is in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And it ends in verse 25 in this section, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. What's the weakness of God? Jesus Christ hanging on a cross. It appeared weak. It appeared foolishness. But His weakness is stronger than anything we can come up with. So then it comes into this final section of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Wow. The things that people look up to in this world, wisdom, might, nobility, not many of them are called. Verse 27, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. So if you think that you're not worth anything, yet you believe, take heart, because God takes you. He has chosen you and He has called you. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. Why? That no flesh should glory in His presence. You see, if you don't think anything of yourself, you're not about to stand on here, look at me. There's nothing to look at. You're not going to go, yeah, look at me, see what I've done. But rather, when you realize that God's taken, you know who you are in yourself, and you'll go, but, you know, I just praise God for what He has done. You know, yes, He has used me, and it's to His glory. And you give glory to God. You're not going, yeah, look at me, I'm this kind of person. Nobody is going to be able to do that. And it ends in verse 30, or 30 and 31, but of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom for God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. You see, the mighty in the world will glory in their might. The noble in the world will glory in their nobility. And those who are wise and intellectually well off and furthered themselves will glory in their achievements. But we're not supposed to. And I'm not saying that having those things is wrong, so long as you give God the glory. God has blessed me with being able to do this. God has blessed me and able to be in this position. And the sad truth is that those of us who are not, who are nothing, who in many ways despise ourselves, or are tempted to despise ourselves, we can glory in God because we know it's absolutely nothing to do with us. We know that it's to His glory that we have what we have and we are where we are. And we'll not take that glory to ourselves, but we give Him the glory. So I want to encourage you to read this, and yes, read Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. The Beatitudes, and know who you're called to be, but you can only be that in Christ. And you can only be that by hearing Christ crucified being preached. And you too will preach Christ crucified, because you know that it is God be the glory, great things He has done. Amen.